Remdesivir was originally designed 11 years ago to treat hepatitis C. It did not work out as hoped, but was found to help weaken and kill the Ebola virus. It's a treatment that inhibits a substance which allows a virus to make copies of itself. The Food and Drug Administration has approved remdesivir for treatment of COVID patients ages 12 and older who are hospitalized. But it was permitted for emergency use as far back as April, and the University at Buffalo was testing it on emergency patients.
But we gave several patients the medication and followed them and provided all the data to the company. So they used that. But finally, the randomized controlled trial is what led to the approval.
Dr. Sanjay Sethi heads pulmonary critical care and sleep medicine at UB's Jacobs School of Medicine. He says the university is just one of many partners who continue to research COVID treatments. Studies have shown remdesivir, which is administered intravenously, shortens the recovery time by an average of 5 days. While encouraging, Dr. Sethi warns against rushing to develop treatments or a vaccine.
The last thing we want is a situation where you have a vaccine which is not fully tested and then you discover adverse effects later. The adverse effects are not going to be zero, but they have to be something which is acceptable and manageable. So ultimately the answer is going to lie in that, and we still don't have that.
Dr. Sethi says the best way to get out of the pandemic right now is through prevention. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.